Armstrong and Getty, brought to you by Gendera 76 and Auto Service at Cypress and Pacelli, home of the sign, Redding's last full-service service station since 1979.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
So recap of the debate last night, if you didn't see it or you have any interest in our analysis. I don't think any of us think anything really happened that's going to change the direction of the race.
I went to my liberal outlets to figure out how people on the left saw it, and they agreed with you.
Bernie got wounded. It's the first time he's ever looked shaky. It's the first time he's ever looked vulnerable. He got booed a couple of times, and he seemed a little flustered. He's never seemed flustered to me before, so.
You know, I don't think the debate last night will change how he does in the primary, but it absolutely reminded me of why he will lose 42 states. He is indefensible as a candidate in a lot of ways. He has his constituency, and they love him, but they're crazy.
I'll have to dig up my response to that from Vox. That's pretty darn interesting on what Bernie's appeal is.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to throw this out, that Trump's approval rating is at his all-time high in terms of the real clear politics average. That's where they average all the major polls. That's really the best thing to look at.
Is this all voters or Republicans?
This is everyone,
okay.
All of America. And the average of the major polls is the best way to look at it, obviously, because you can get a poll here or there that gets out of whack. But you average him and you get it closer to the truth, and he's got his highest approval ever at 46.3, which historically is astounding.
Right, that it's never been higher.
That not only has he never been at, 65, he's never been to 50.
Yeah.
And the average.
At the same time, 46 is absolutely re-election territory.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Because similar for this time for Barack Obama and George Bush and other people that have been reelected. And his disapprove is tied for his lowest ever. So who knows where it'll become November, but that's where it is now.
Yeah, interesting. I will stick with my description of the debate last night, circular firing squad. And we have some really amusing clips to play for you notable. But one thing that there are so many things in life, and I've been carping about socialism and will till they boot me off the air, that the sales pitch sounds wonderful, but the reality of it is, oh, it's terrible. It's way darker, and it's awful. It's a fraud. But there are a lot of things in life that sound really good. No matter how much you think about it, they sound really, really good. And then you try them and realize...
Timeshares.
for instance. But then you try them and you realize, around here, I have myself said this during the debates. Why don't they go after Bernie? Or why don't they, go after such and such? This candidate, how did they let him get away with blah, blah, blah? But if you actually let that happen in a debate, or it happens a lot, because if you didn't watch any of it last night, first of all, congratulations on having a life, but there was a ton of negative stuff. Everybody was attacking everybody. It was a circular firing squad. When you go negative like that in a setting like that, nobody, almost nobody, comes off as a statesman.
Hmm.
Little Pete did pretty well.
He's closer to it than anybody.
Yeah, that was his thing. He was going to be the adult, which is ironic because he looks like a child. But everybody ends up covered with mud and looking less than statesmanlike. So I get why they wait so long to go negative, at least in that format.
So I'll get to the Vox thing coming up, because I'll have to find it on what Bernie's socialist appeal is.
It's Latin for voice, you know, Jack.
And it might explain Vox. It to you to show them to be a little more nonpartisan than you might think. They have this article also out today. After explaining Bernie's appeal, they have this. Bernie Sanders looks electable in surveys, but it could be a mirage. New research suggests Sanders would drive swing voters to Trump and need a youth turnout miracle to compensate. And here are the numbers. It's kind of interesting.
That'll never happen.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. I hate to say never anymore, because everything's all precedence is out the window. But it would be the first time ever.
Yeah, well, you don't have the courage to say never. I do.
It would be the first time.
I'm practicing for my first debate.
It'd be the first time young people ever actually do show up the way, you know, it's promised. But Obama boosted black voter turnout in 2008 by 4%.
Wow.
First black candidate was leading in the polls. So it wasn't like he'll never win. He was leading in the polls at the time, I recall. And he only boosted black turnout by 4%. Bernie would need to boost young voter turnout by 11% in 2020 to make the numbers work for him to win.
I have been hearing about, well, this to your point, Jack, these are different times, but I have been hearing about how we're going to energize the youth vote, or the child vote, as I like to call it, and it never, ever happens. I mean, if I fell for this one again, I just, you know, I don't know. Throw me on a dock, gut me, and fry me, because I am a fish, man. I am biting at a bear hook. I'm so dumb, I don't even need bait.
I'll have to dig up that explanation.
Now, I like fishing, unlike Uncle Dick, who's more a hunter.
Uncle Dick?
More a deer hunter.
Uncle Dick in the deer stand.
Oh, that Uncle Dick.
Right, up in the deer stand. Uncle Dick, time for dinner. And Jenny says, come down from the deer stand with your legal gun. God bless the Second Amendment, Uncle Dick, but dinner's getting cold. Amy? Boy, our hyper-conservative listeners are going to murder me for this, but I don't really care. If, for instance, Trump's diet and girth gave him a fatal infarction and the Republicans didn't have a candidate, I would vote for Amy Klobuchar. And I'd be fine with it.
Oh, yeah,
I figure things are going to swing a little more left than I'm comfortable with. But she seems like a thoroughly reasonable human being, both in terms of temperament and ideology.
Yeah.
You know, how she'd be foreign policy-wise, you never really know till somebody's in office. But she's a thoroughly reasonable human being. She appears to be going nowhere. And a crazy old socialist professor is going to win. Or so it would seem.
Yeah. Well,
of course, speaking of, you know, the Grim Reaper stepping up and taking somebody. You know, I'd watch my back if I were you, Bernie.
Sean said this earlier.
You see a guy in a long black cloak run.
Sean said this earlier. Whoever Bernie's VP candidate is, that would be the shortest putt to becoming president we've ever had in our nation's history.
Oh, yeah.
An 80-year-old who just had a heart attack with the most pressure-filled job in the world.
I'm Bernie's VP. I go ahead and pick out the curtains for the Oval Office. And just file them away. Put it in my favorites on my web browser.
Do we have any idea of his eating habits?
Bernie?
Yeah.
He seems pretty healthy to me. But I don't know.
Okay, so I dug
up. I mean, his energy at his age is astounding. I'll give him that. Just as a Homo sapien. One Homo sapien to another. He's got fantastic, you know, vigor for a man of his age.
So I dug up the explanation of socialism that Urza Klein came up with in Vox. It's pretty interesting on why you might not understand the appeal in the way that other people are. Urza Klein describes the difference between socialist economics and the socialist ethic. Klein quotes the prominent young socialist writer Nathan Robinson's definition of the socialist ethic as anger at capitalism over its systematic destructiveness and injustice, versus the more meaty concept of socialist economics, which rearranges the way goods are produced and distributed.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that many Sanders supporters have joined his coalition not because they're doctrinaire socialists, believe in the government running the farms and the car companies or something like that. But because they feel he is sincerely angry about the same things that they are angry about. Income inequality, college and medical debt, climate change, and is thus the likeliest candidate to actually do something about those things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the appeal.
Yeah. Oh, I actually get that. I understand that. But I know that when you grasp the levers of power to the extent that Bernie wants to, you will find some of the realities of the marketplace extremely inconvenient to making your system work, and you will grasp those levers and then other levers after that, and it becomes classical socialism. Listen, I get the kids' angst, especially given the pace of change. The horse gave way to the motor car over the course of decades. Decades! You see big, giant American cities in the 20s, for instance. Shocking how many horses there were. But change now is in the blink of an eye. And you might have been, in fact, I know people like this. They did everything right, and their way to make a living vanished in the blink of an eye. That's disconcerting. Scary.
Sure it is.
That's what the anger is going on and on about. And I sure hope his voice continues on, because there's, you know, there's something to be said for his philosophy. There are going to be zillions of people out of work having done all the right things. And if we're not prepared for dealing with them, just as a, this is a practical, like, poli-sci discussion. If you're not prepared as a government to deal with that many, poor, unemployed, maybe unemployable people, that's when you have actual revolutions. Not Bernie, it's a revolution till you call me on the word revolution, but it's not a revolution. I'm talking about you have actual revolutions.
Yeah.
And given the pace of change, that sort of thing is getting harder and harder to manage. I don't even know if it can be managed, because humankind's never even tried.
Baseball's getting sued again because of the Astros cheating scandal.
Mm.
Who's suing them this time is pretty interesting, among other things on the way. I can't.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty, and getting a home security system used to mean weeks of messy installations at the cost of a small fortune.
Now, thanks to our friends at SimpliSafe, there's an easy way to get award-winning protection that'll blanket your entire home.
With SimpliSafe, you get outdoor cameras and doorbells that alert you to anyone approaching your home.
Plus entry, motion, and glass break sensors that guard the inside.
The best part is that you can set up the system all by yourself.
Yep, I've done it. Anyone can do it. There's absolutely no trade-offs to your safety.
You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice.
And that goes 24/7 with SimpliSafe. It's only 50 cents a day and there's no contract.
That's probably why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system.
Go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong today and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial.
You've got nothing to lose. Now, be sure you go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
It's simply with an I at the end. So simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
Successful companies know that in order to grow faster, you must have the right tools. Whether you're doing a million, 10 million, or hundreds of millions in revenue, NetSuite by Oracle gives you the tools you need to accelerate your growth. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business, finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow, all in one place, right from your phone or computer. NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. That's why NetSuite customers grow faster than the S&P 500. NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system, trusted by more than 19,000 companies. It's the last system you'll ever need. NetSuite. Business grows here. Schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. That's netsuite.com/smart. netsuite.com/smart.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
It's the President's Day sales event at Redding Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and cash for kids' classrooms. Save on the 2020 Kia Sportage all-wheel drive with 0% APR for 66 months or $2,000 Kia customer cash. Get great deals at Redding Kia. Ends 2/29/2020. On approval of credit, must finance through KFM for this offer. 0% APR for 66 months is $15.15 for 1,000 financed. Check it out, RedingKia.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime. Let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, I'm sitting here having to walk everywhere. I'm 1,000% sure of that one. Yes, that was not there. I want the person to lose their job. I mean, that's just not right to take anybody's car like that.
So it sounds like somebody was joyriding in his vehicle.
Okay, well, it wasn't me.
You know anything about that?
That guy's crazy.
He's crazy?
Yeah. I don't know. Where would you make that up? That's what civil court's for, letting bring the ticket.
He says he has 1,000 miles on his vehicle while it was supposed to be here fixed. Now it's not fixed. And there was women's underwear in the back seat.
Oh, I don't like your attitude, so all that.
Wow. Well, that's not very helpful at all. That's a plucky young reporter in beautiful Clearwater, Florida, who was reporting the story of one Victor Otto. He dropped his car off. It was 3 weeks. They kept telling him it wasn't done. He finally was curious and furious, went to get his car, and he ends up with two parking tickets, two toll charges in different counties, and 1,000 miles on his Jeep, all while it was supposed to be at the shop. So he finally demands his car back, and he finds sand and stains in the back seat, plus clothing tags and a pink lacy thong under the passenger seat.
Mm.
Now, the reporter shows up. It's one of those plucky consumer reporter types who shows up and says, hey, what's going on with this guy's car? He says that you kept it, blah, blah, blah. He swears at her, yells at her. Later, apparently, he says, listen, the only guy who could have driven it around, he's in jail on a murder charge. So he couldn't, there's nobody here who could have driven it around. Then it comes out the guy wasn't in jail on his murder charge yet when they had his car. So I want to know whose panties those are. Women hate the term panties, I'm told. They'd rather go with underwear.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, I don't know. You can write in if you like, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. What's your preferred nomenclature for your undergarments?
What kind of a survey is that?
But anyway, if you go to Mustang Speed and Restoration in Clearwater, just know somebody might take your car out joyriding, kill somebody in it, And then, you know.
And apparently run through some tolls and.
Bring it to the shop. Yeah, well, nothing parties like a rental, like my old neighbor Larry the truck driver used to say. Shout out to Larry, by the way. I hope you're doing well, sir, and your beautiful family. Oh, speaking of people listening to the show, this very briefly. Let's see, this is from my friend Craig, whose son-in-law was walking about in the Mission Hills district of the San Diego area. Love Mission Hills. And he says, hey, walked by a bum this morning. He was listening to A&G. No way, says my buddy. Interesting demographic they have. So, wow, as we're going on about bums and junkies, evidently at least some of them are listening. So a shout
out. Yeah,
that one hits the mark.
A little too close to home.
A shout out to our unhomed friends and fans. You have our best wishes.
Yeah.
Another lawsuit against baseball. I don't know how well any of these are going to do in the courts, but you got a player or two now that are suing saying, hey, I got shelled by the Astros when they were cheating. I lost my job. It cost me millions of dollars. And somebody should have done the Astros. Somebody owes me money. somebody's on the hook for this.
Yeah.
MLB is getting sued now by people grouped together as fantasy players. They were playing fantasy baseball,
money
on the line, with the assumption that it's on the up and up. It wasn't. So they lost money.
Wow.
I don't know if that'll go anywhere, and the amounts are so small. But
well, that could be one of those ginormous class action
sure.
suits where the lawyers get rich and you get 99 cents in the mail.
Well, boy, Johnny Depp's got problems. The actor?
I know him. I know his work. I know his fabulous, bizarre perfume commercial.
He buried his jewelry out in the desert for some reason.
Right.
For that perfume commercial.
Yeah,
anyway,
he's tired of it.
He's still in a court case with his ex-girlfriend, Amber Heard. What's she charging him with? Just being abusive, I guess.
I think, listen, there's plenty of crazy to go around there. I know some pretty reasonable people. And I'm not saying I know this to be true, but they think Johnny's maybe getting the short end of this stick.
Oh, boy, I don't know. If these texts are real that were read in the courtroom yesterday, I'm not even going to say them on the air. I suppose I can, but this is not for everybody.
Can you use the letters instead of the words or something? I'm a little afraid over here.
Yeah, it's the violence that's mostly bothered.
Oh, Lord.
Raging Johnny Depp texted that he would burn and drown ex-wife Amber Heard, then blank her burnt corpse during their volatile relationship. Courtroom heard yesterday, and so far unseen text messages that are allegedly sent by the Pirates of the Caribbean star.
To whom? See, that's, I'm...
To a friend.
Okay.
Of his.
All right.
Let's burn Amber, he said. Let's drown her before we burn her. I will blank her burnt corpse afterwards to make sure she's dead. That could just be really edgy humor.
Extremely dark, nasty humor. But I've known people who would make that joke who would never ever commit an act of violence.
Right.
I think Johnny's plenty crazy himself.
How about if the response the next day is this? Because they had these texts. I'm gonna stop the booze thing. Drank all night before. I got ugly, mate. No food for days. Powders. Half a bottle of whiskey. 1,000 Red Bull and vodka. Pills, 2 bottles of champagne on the plane. What do you get? An angry aggro engine in a blanking blackout, screaming obscenities and insulting anyone who's near me. Blah, blah, blah. I'm too blanked in the head to spray my rage. Blah, blah, blah. I don't quite understand what's going on there. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a person that's really got a grip on things.
I got as much out of that as I got out of the perfume commercial.
Well,
I still don't know what to think.
He's apologizing for completely losing his S the night before when he was drunk. So what did he mean?
Tail end of a multi-day bender, it sounded like.
So what did he mean when he was texting? Who knows? I don't know. What's she trying to get money out of him?
I think so. I think there's money involved.
No, but she's a little nutty also, we understand.
Everybody's nutty.
They're all nutty.
Plenty of crazy to go around.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of ziplining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Eight-time Grammy winner Buddy Guy is coming back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater March 5th. This legendary American blues guitarist and singer is also a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't miss Buddy Guy, one night only at the Cascade Theater, March 5th. Get tickets before they sell out at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shasta, wanting to spread the word to all North State first responders, police, fire, EMS, and dispatchers. We are bringing nationally certified Code 9 PTSD and suicide prevention training right here to Shasta County, starting March 24th at Simpson University. There are seminars for command staff, frontline first responders, or their families. We have paid so you can attend for free. Details and registration on our We Back the Blue Shasta Facebook page.
Is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community.
Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please, help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Please brace yourselves. This happened. Not only did it happen, it happened all night last night at the debate.
Mr. Sire.
I think we're talking
about
that.
We'll get to you, Mr. Sanders.
Let's talk about it.
Can I say,
hold on. Look, first of all,
let me go.
Tom, I think she was talking about my plan, not yours.
I think we were talking about math, and it doesn't take 2 hours to do the math. Because let's talk about what it adds up to.
Let's talk about math.
Let's talk about math indeed. Okay, so here's the math. No, here's the math.
Can I respond to the
attack? Doing nothing is what will happen.
Senator Sanders, you're allowed a quick question, and we would like to allow you to answer.
Moderator, guys.
You know, that
Senator
was only
Sanders?
Moderator. Is it my turn?
This Senator, helps a lot, doesn't
you? That was 2 to 4 people talking at once. I think we can beat that. Clip 43 is just a humdinger to me.
No,
I was talking about my
I think everybody was talking at the same time in that clip.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
And that went on for some time.
Indistinguishable from The View.
But did anyone hear what you
those clips are the worst thing ever.
National Review has an article today how the debate process is failing us voters, and how the DNC needs to change it, and the RNC needs to take note. And it said they all face a catch-22 situation. The more you try to make a debate process fair to lesser-known candidates, because in theory you don't want to overlook any talent that might be out there.
Right.
That just aren't connected.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Rudy Giuliani and Michelle Bachmann and all the early candidates of recent years would be the president. You got to let people rise to the top.
The more they try to make a debate process fair to lesser-known candidates, the more an increased number of lesser-known candidates will qualify for the debates, making it harder for all the lesser-known candidates to stand out and rise in the field. So that is a catch-22. But I like this from the National Review. Most of these candidates last night seemed inexplicably oblivious to the fact that their debate answers sounded a lot like everybody else's debate answers. The point of a debate is to draw contrasts, even though that is apparently upsetting to some columnists who complain about divisive questions. The purpose of a debate is not to assure nervous Democrats that all the candidates are terrific and that everyone in the party gets along and mostly agrees with each other. One of the reasons that the Las Vegas debate was so refreshing and almost riveting, and it was, not last night, is that for once the candidates spoke bluntly about why they didn't think the others should be nominated. Elizabeth Warren really believes that Mike Bloomberg is a creep to his female employees and offers far too little contrast with Trump. Mike Bloomberg really believes that Bernie Sanders is a communist and unelectable. Amy Klobuchar really believes that Pete Buttigieg is insufferably smug and unsuitably condescending to everyone else around them. Or indeed, there does need to be more of that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's hard to imagine anybody using this process to nominate or choose anybody for any role. You know, employee, spouse, president. You wouldn't format it like these debates. It's almost useless to determine anything. I mean, can you imagine? All right, listen, we have 3 really excellent candidates for the vice president of sales position. Why don't we have them on a stage and force them to answer questions in a minute or less and shout at each other and talk about what they don't like about each other? And then we'll know who's the man or woman. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I like the idea of, you know, a series of candidate forums. You have, you know, give them all time to explain their point of view, what they would do, their background, why it gives them the tools that they need to accomplish the job. You know, take our time as if there's a hurry. How friggin' long have we been talking about
this? 2 years. A year and a half.
As if we don't have time to do. Listen, 15 minutes with Bernie, 15 minutes with Liz, 15 minutes with Biden, 15 minutes with Amy. Then the next day, it'll be some other folks. But and we'll flip-flop the order and the rest of it.
Would people pay attention to that?
I think they would, yeah. And if they didn't, screw them. Don't vote.
I do think, like, the town hall that CNN's going to have tonight, where they go through each candidate one at a time and their issues.
Yeah.
If you advertise that as the event, it would get good viewership.
Yeah.
And advertise it the way you advertised last night.
To endorse anything CNN does feels to me like endorsing a good, solid puppy kicking. But I think CNN's format tonight is much more reasonable and intelligent and helpful to voters.
Which party has the guts...
To kick a puppy? I hope none of them.
Which party has the guts to pull the plug on this stupid format? To say next go-round, we're not having the kind of debates that have been had in the past. We'll have these town hall forums.
Yeah.
Which party has the guts to do that?
Gosh, I don't know.
And what stupid, antiquated thinking is holding them back? Who's making the argument for continuing this direction?
I swear to Madison, I think these things only are happening because that's what we've been doing.
Inertia.
I don't think, yeah, exactly. Yeah, well said. There's an actual word for what I'm trying to express. I can't think of a single recommendation for them.
No.
Other than somebody you might think, well, I'd like to see how quick they are on their feet with charges and countercharges and arguing know if they could negotiate with Putin.
In case they're in some sort of timed battle, verbal battle with Putin?
I hear
extemporaneous,
that.
Extemporaneous.
Exactly. I hear that a lot, but it's as if people think negotiating with Putin or Xi Jinping is like an episode of Pawn Wars, where you're there at the counter, and you're trying to get $1,000 for a watch, and they only want to give you $700. That's not the way diplomacy works. So I think they're completely useless. They are, however, occasionally entertaining.
Did you have something to add to that conversation, Sean?
Do these networks pay the parties for the broadcast rights of these things? Is there money being exchanged in any way?
I don't actually know that.
No, I think they offer a really big platform in exchange for the advertising revenue they take in.
Yeah, so then if that's the only reason they're still doing the traditional networks things, that is not needed anymore. The internet has made that no longer the best way to get a giant audience to see your candidates.
The only possible argument for that would be that most voters are old. But
Uncle Dick in the deer stance.
Right, he's no spring chicken himself.
But that won't matter in 4 or 8 years. The people that don't do the internet will be gone.
I'm worried Uncle Dick won't be able to climb up into the deer stand next year.
I can only think of one example. Nixon actually got into a quick on your feet, was very important that he did as well as he did against Khrushchev.
Mm-hmm. At the World's Fair, famous incident?
The World's Fair, the kitchen debate, they called it. That is the only time in U.S. history I can think of where a president actually had to, off the top of their head, be able to battle verbally with somebody, and it was important.
Yeah.
Other than that, it just doesn't happen.
Wow.
I mean, so you could submit written questions to all these people and then read the response. It'd be fine.
Yeah, yeah. On the other hand, we'd miss out on such gems as Bernie deciding that selling pot was the way for Black America to rise up from the ashes of poverty.
And I'll tell you what else we're going to do. We're going to provide help to the African-American, Latino, Native American community to start businesses to sell legal marijuana rather than let a few corporations control the legalized marijuana market.
And we're going to legalize prostitution and let Black people run the whorehouses. And we're going to have cockfighting on every block with Black people as the referees.
There are already all sorts of incentives and programs and stuff for minority-owned businesses. You can especially designate pot as a way for Black to damn please.
One news item on this. Bernie Sanders is spending Friday and Saturday in Massachusetts, not South Carolina. Clearly, according to this reporter, Jim Garrity, clearly he thinks he's got a shot of knocking out Liz Warren on Super Tuesday, like beating her in her own state, and that would just completely blow her. She'd have to quit then, right?
Oh, interesting.
Well, why wouldn't he be in South Carolina unless his internal polling shows he can't beat Biden?
I think he's going to beat Biden.
Surely his polling doesn't show he's got it wrapped up in South Carolina.
The only answer I can come up with is that he feels like he needs to kneecap Liz Warren, get her out of the way to get to his final goal. She's not the obvious opponent, but she's the one he needs to take care of.
I don't know. That's an interesting strategy.
The left,
so you spend Friday and Saturday in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Listen.
It's a game of chess.
Old Joe Biden evidently was told by a consultant that he isn't forceful enough. I love clip 47. Here's Uncle Joe.
Look, the fact is, here's the deal. I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal. Look at what's happening here. Look at what's happening here. We have to win the Senate back. And by the way, I went into all of those races that got 41 new Democrats. The majority of them are supporting me for president.
And Mr. Vice President.
Populism is scary.
90% of the time, Joe Biden was speaking in all caps with three exclamation points at the end of his sentence.
Loud noises!
But populism is scary. And just that all he did was yell at somebody and the crowd went wild.
Yes!
But that was the most...
Although he finally stood up for himself, and I think people appreciated that. Because he was just... Joe is funny. He's the only guy up there who gives even a single damn when his time is up. Everybody else just flouts the rules. He's old school.
And they get rewarded for it. You get rewarded for butting in.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes a difference.
You get penalized for following the rules. That's one of the things that's stupid about the whole debate thing.
So a couple of the best snarky descriptions.
About rules.
A couple of the best snarky descriptions I've heard are Amy Klobuchar putting out awkward ant energy. And
somebody texted that you're clearly hot for Amy Klobuchar, although they used more graphic terms.
Well, there's no need for that.
Yeah.
Uncle Dick in the deer stand.
Is that how she refers to him when we get together?
It's a euphemism.
Hey, Joe, you want to come back and have Uncle Dick climb into the deer
Uncle
stand?
Uncle Dick in the deer stand.
That's right. That's how she comes up. That's how she comes on to me. All right? Listen. So I'm in love with Amy Klobuchar. We've been together for a couple of years now. I have to fly to D.C. Sometimes she flies here. I think what's wrong with love? So, in the other description I love is that little Mayor Pete puts out annoying little brother energy. I thought that was pretty good. But clip number 23 was a good shot because say what you want about young Pete, and he is too young. But he's quick on his feet.
The only way you can do this is to actually win the presidency. And I am not looking forward to a scenario where it comes down to Donald Trump with his nostalgia for the social order of the 1950s and Bernie Sanders with a nostalgia for the revolutionary politics of the 1960s. This is not about what coups were happening in the 1970s or 80s. This is about the future. This is about 2020. We are not going to survive or succeed, and we're certainly not going to win by reliving the Cold War. And we're not going to win these critical, critical House and Senate races if people in those races have to explain why the nominee of the Democratic Party is telling people to look at the bright side of the Castro regime. We've got to be a lot smarter about this and look to the future.
He's right about that.
That was my favorite line of the night. Looking at the bright side of the Castro regime.
Listen.
Hey, but on the bright side.
Yeah, yeah. Come on now. The repressions and executions and economic choking it to death. But come on now. It wasn't all bad. Little Pete was right about that. Although his characterizing Trump as appealing to the social order of the 50s is dealing in that awful old trope that all Republicans are racists. And I hate to let him get away with that, but I don't think he'll be I don't think he'll be a fly buzzing around my head much longer. So I'm not going to waste my time swatting at him.
I don't remember how this came up on the show, but you said women don't like the word panties. They prefer underwear.
Yes.
We got a number of people who agree and several women who use the term chonies, which is the word my wife uses.
Really? I don't think I've heard that word.
I had never heard that in my life.
It sounds Spanish.
And so both my kids call their underwear.
Is your wife Latinx?
Both my kids call their underwear chonies.
Chonies?
Yeah, which I'd never heard that before.
Is that a short for something or an abbreviation? Or?
Why do you call your underwear chonies? But I've never asked her.
Panties.
No. I don't know if I've ever said that.
I just did.
Yeah.
Guilty.
It makes me feel oogie.
I hope I'm not pinned with that in the debate.
I feel creepy.
Elizabeth Warren's going to accuse me of saying panties too much.
Let me know coming back from that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention men and women, if you're one of the millions that suffer from discomfort with your knee, back, or shoulder, and it's becoming harder to enjoy simple things like working out or just going for a walk, please listen carefully. My name is Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. And here's my story. I was suffering with so much physical discomfort that I had to do something about it. With CBD products popping up everywhere, how do you know which product to use? I was determined to create the most powerful CBD product available from the hemp plant that contains no THC. And we did. CBD Labs is the highest concentrate full-spectrum CBD tested in FDA labs. It goes to work in just minutes, and we guarantee it. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs and get our ebook on everything and anything CBD as your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Free bottles for limited time. Call now, 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842.
Successful companies know that in order to grow faster, you must have the right tools. Whether you're doing a million, 10 million, or hundreds of millions in revenue, NetSuite by Oracle gives you the tools you need to accelerate your growth. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business: finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow, all in one place, right from your phone or computer. NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. That's why NetSuite customers grow faster than the S&P 500. NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system, trusted by more than 19,000 companies. It's the last system you'll ever need. NetSuite. Business grows here. Schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. That's netsuite.com/smart. netsuite.com/smart.
It's time to glow at the Redding Rancheria Community Fund 2020 Year to Remember. Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Since the inception of the fund in 2002, it has granted approximately $3.4 million to the local area. So come join us in celebrating the 71 organizations that the Redding Rancheria has been able to help with a surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, furthering the help the Community Fund does for our area. So come experience firsthand all the good the Community Fund does and support the tribe.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Redding, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
smart.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Tyra Banks is preparing to open her own modeling-inspired theme park. It's like a regular theme park, except you throw up before you go on the roller coaster.
And you stomp angrily from one ride to the other with your lips pursed.
A modeling?
Stomp, 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 turn. Stomp, 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 turn, and get a chicken leg.
Modeling-inspired theme park. Okay.
That is one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. That is somebody who's a little too close to the topic, I guess.
Researchers say Edgar Allan Poe likely didn't kill himself.
Oh, I knew it.
Just like Epstein.
Was he thought to have?
I didn't remember that he had committed suicide. The 40-year-old Poe died in a hospital in 1849 after days of delirium. Cause of death remains unclear. They suspected a suicide for a long time. Now they think, what, somebody killed him? What? Somebody else killed him? I don't know. Whatever. There you go.
I suspect foul play.
But they looked at his writings leading up to it, and they said it doesn't sound like the writings of someone who's suicidal.
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough. You know, I think this got too little attention. And I credit one of our fabulous listeners, Kevin, talking about when Bernie praised China for lifting people out of poverty. He said, is he talking about before or after the Great Leap Forward? Anyway, 0-2. But even more to the point, how about the Cultural Revolution, which was a socio-political movement? Let's go with the Great Leap Forward. But the Great Leap Forward led to the deaths of at least 30 million people in the 1960s.
That was the agricultural thing.
Yes.
That didn't work out.
Yeah.
And Mao got punished so much for it, he actually had to step aside briefly.
Briefly, yeah, and then came back with the Cultural Revolution, which was horrendous. But, so many tens of millions of people were killed by Mao's leadership in the 60s. Many tens of millions. And they kind of sort of got their act together starting in the 80s and freed up a little bit. And some of the grinding poverty that killed tens of millions got better. And Bernie is praising that as somehow an example of how socialism does work. I mean, that's sick, man. That's sick.
Well, there'll be a lot of explaining that if he ends up the nominee.
I hope he'll
have to go deep on that.
I need to hear final thoughts from those horse-faced lesbians.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
It's brief and disconcerting. What was that voice?
Oh, I don't know.
Real Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
I was going to say, yeah, is the call from coming from inside the house?
It puts the lotion on the skin, Joe.
Oh, boy. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up. He presses the buttons. He keeps us on the air. Michelangelo, final thought.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of emails about people saying how they thought it was nice that I said I'd be more positive. I just want to say, quit emailing me. You're bugging me. All right? Leave me alone.
Oh, we came across a really funny meme in the office this morning, but it's far too obscene to say on the air. But, man, it's funny about trying to be more positive. Positive Sean, speaking of positive, final thought.
Yes, I have a feeling of lightness about my soul, and I think it can only be that there are no more Democratic debates.
Yeah, no kidding.
God, those were inducing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. That was rough. That was like 25 hours, I think. That's a lot.
So many hours.
Jack, do you have a final thought for us?
Yeah, well, I think we now know why Bernie is campaigning in Massachusetts Friday and Saturday and not South Carolina. Poll just came out in which he is down by 18 points to Biden. So I'll bet his internal polling shows he can't win South Carolina. Spend your time somewhere else.
Yeah. You know, my final thought is also debate related. I go to liberal media for my appraisals of who did best because they're more sympathetic to all the candidates. But the lowest scoring candidate was Steyer. Way out of his league yet again. Can we make this his last debate? It's time to turn off the lights and lock the door. Blah, blah, blah. It wasn't a great showing. Honestly, we don't need this one.
Yeah, the best part is that if a guy like that can become a billionaire, there's a hope for all of us. Good Lord.
No kidding.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday. Check out stuff at our website, armstrongandgetty.com. See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good. And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
No, I was talking.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.